Leading the way in Mandarin, 30 minutes, number 9.
天路导向。约瑟夫牧师英语主讲，安详中文翻译。
人生方向有许多选择，但这儿有一条天路，导向天上光明处。来，与我们同行吧。亲爱的朋友，你好，真是非常的高兴，方怡又能够在天路导向的节目时间来跟您相会了。同时呢，我也很感谢您的收听啊。好的节目没有人收听啊，是很可惜的。所以我希望你不但你自己每一次都能够按时的收听，同时呢，你也去告诉你的朋友，我们的电台有天路导向这一个节目，是一个内容充实、使人得意的好节目。如果不收听的话，那就太可惜了，是一大损失啊。所以让我们都能好好的把握机会，仔细的听，也运用我们的思想，好好的来吸收。约瑟夫牧师所讲的信息呢，都是系列性的来讲解圣经，这样呢，就让我们全面的也深入的来认识真理。同时他每一次啊，都会把发生在2000年前的事件呢，赋予现代的意义，在你我的生活当中能够产生切身的关系，让我们实际的应用上啊。上次的节目里面，约瑟夫牧师讲到了约翰福音里面所记载的耶稣所行的七个神迹的第五个神迹，他已经为我们讲过四个神迹了，我不知道你还记不记得呢？或者现在就让我们一块儿的来温习一下啊。约翰福音里面所记载的第一个神迹呢，就是耶稣在迦拿的婚宴上把水变为酒的神迹。第二个呢，就是耶稣医治了一位大臣啊，也是一位贵族，他病危的儿子。耶稣甚至啊，不用亲自的去到病人的身边，他只说了一句话，孩子的病呢就好了。第三个神迹也是啊，医病的神迹啊。在这个神迹里面呢，耶稣医治了一个瘫痪了38年的人。耶稣问他说，你要痊愈吗？病人说，他已经等了很久了，只是他所寻求的医治方法呢，是没有用的，是无效的。于是耶稣医治了他，因为耶稣才是真正的全能的医治者。第四个神迹呢，就是五饼二鱼喂饱了5000人的神迹。这个神迹代表着耶稣才能够满足人类所有的饥渴和空虚，他供应我们肉身的和心灵的全面的需要，因为他就是生命之粮。那么上一次的节目呢，约瑟夫牧师啊开始讲述第五个神迹，这个神迹是紧接在五饼二鱼的神迹之后发生的。当天晚上，耶稣的门徒划船渡过加利利海。上次我说过，这是一个内陆湖啊，他们称为是海，其实呢是加利利湖。湖上突然起了风暴，当时耶稣并没有跟他们在一块儿，门徒都非常的惊慌。正在最危急的时候，耶稣在海面上向他们走过来，并且上了船，他们立刻就脱离了风暴，平安抵达岸边。这真是一件很神奇的事，显然耶稣的能力超越大自然的力量，他能够驾驭风暴。然而这神迹还代表着更深刻的意义，待会儿就让我们来听约瑟夫牧师的讲解。现在呢，让我提出一个英文的句子啊，希望能够帮助你学习和理解。这句话是这么说的， Jesus is taking the storm out of you before he takes you out of the storm. Jesus is taking the storm out of you before he takes you out of the storm. 上次我们说过了啊， storm 就是风暴的意思。整句话的中文意思呢，是说耶稣先将你内心的风暴除掉，然后才带你脱离风暴。从这句话里面我们知道，原来风暴不但是外头有，也存在于我们的心灵里面，影响着我们整个的人生。但是耶稣却能够胜过风暴，平息风暴。亲爱的朋友，你愿意来到他的面前，把自己交托给他吗？记着，耶稣先将你内心的风暴除掉，才带你脱离风暴。英文就是 Jesus is taking the storm out of you before he takes you out of the storm。 好，现在就让我们一块儿的来听约瑟夫牧师今天的讲解和安详的翻译。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
Welcome back to the series of messages from John's Gospel.
欢迎你收听这系列约翰福音的信息。
We are studying the miracles of Jesus, whom John calls signs.
我们继续研讨耶稣的神迹，约翰叫这些神迹为记号或者是标记。
And I left you in the last broadcast with this question.
上次节目结束前，我提出了一个问题。
Did Jesus know of the disciples' predicament in the water?
耶稣知不知道门徒在水里的困境呢？
Did Jesus know that the disciples were caught in the middle of a storm?
耶稣知不知道门徒正在风暴中呢？
The answer is yes.
答案是肯定的。
Of course he knew that they were battling the storm.
耶稣当然知道门徒正在与风暴搏斗。
But why did Jesus not stop the storm immediately?
但为何耶稣没有立刻使风暴停止呢？
Here are his disciples caught in a storm that is not of their own making.
他的门徒被困在风暴中，但这风暴并不是门徒所造成的。
And you and I often find ourselves in a tempest that we have not caused.
我们常常发现被困在不是我们自己引起的暴风雨里。
Sometimes we find ourselves taking a battering not of our own making.
有时发现我们所受的打击并不是我们所引起的。
Examples would be like the folks I have known and visited recently.
好比最近我探访了一些朋友。
They lost their jobs.
他们失业了。
They lose promotions.
他们失去升迁的机会。
They lose money.
他们在财务上受损。
They lose in every way.
他们在各方面都遭受损失。
They lose simply because they refuse to bow their knees and worship a God other than the Lord Jesus Christ.
他们损失了这些，只因为除了主耶稣基督之外，他们不愿屈膝跪拜任何的偶像。
You and I face some strange storms in life.
你我在生命中遇见一些奇特的风暴。
The storm may be in our health.
这风暴也许是我们的健康。
The storm may be in our loneliness.
这风暴也许是我们的孤单。
The storm may be in betrayal by a family member or a friend.
这风暴也许是我们的亲人或朋友背叛了我们。
The storm may be in our rejection by others.
这风暴也许是被人排斥。
The storm may be in our fear.
这风暴也许是我们的恐惧。
Or in our family.
或是我们的家庭。
Or in our jobs.
或是我们的工作。
Jesus knows all about the storms in your life.
耶稣知道我们生命中所有的风暴。
He is watching you from the mountaintop.
他站在山顶上看着你。
He is feeling with you.
他感受到你所感受到的。
He is sharing with you.
他和你一起分担。
He is in the midst of it with you.
他在风暴中与你同在。
In Daniel chapter 6,
你看但以理书第六章里。
I want you to see Daniel standing firm for his faith.
但以理坚持他的信仰。
He stood firm even when he was about to be devoured by hungry lions.
甚至当他将被饥饿的狮子吞吃的时候，还能在信仰上站立得稳。
Not one time do you find Daniel to be saying, as many of us would say, Lord, is this the way you treat your friends?
他从没说过，主啊，你为什么这样对待你的朋友？
Lord, is this the reward for my faithfulness?
主啊，难道你就是这样报答我对你的忠诚吗？
Lord, I thought you would give me a reward for my faithfulness.
主啊，我以为你会奖赏我的忠心。
Not Daniel.
但以理却不如此。
What Daniel knew is that before the lions could touch him, the shield of the Lord would cover him.
但以理知道神的盾牌会保护他，不会让狮子伤害他。
So he marches toward this lion's den like a hero in a marching parade.
于是他雄赳赳气昂昂地走向狮子坑。
Saying, my God is able, my God is able, my God is able.
说着，我的神是全能的，我的神是全能的，我的神是全能的。
Back in John, on the storm-tossed waters, the disciples did not know where Jesus was.
现在回到约翰福音，在狂风巨浪中，门徒不知道耶稣在哪里。
However, even when he was praying in the mountains, they were still in the hollow of his hands.
事实上，即使耶稣在山上祷告时，他们仍旧在耶稣的掌握中。
When you find yourself in the midst of the tempestuous trial,
当你发觉你在暴风雨的试炼中，
you can rest in the assurance that the Lord is watching over you.
你可安心确信神正在看顾着你。
You can rest in the assurance that the Lord is never far away from you.
你可放心深信神永不远离你。
You can rest in the assurance that the Lord sticks to you closer than a brother.
你可放心深信神比亲兄弟还要亲近你。
Listen to 2 Chronicles 16:9.
历代志下16章第9节这么说。
For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him.
耶和华的眼目遍察全地，又要显大能帮助向他心存诚实的人。
I'm reminded of a story about a businessman who owed money to the bank.
这让我想起一个故事里，有个商人，他欠了银行的钱。
And when he received a phone call from the banker who said to him, he said, I'm worried about your loan to the bank.
银行打电话对他说，我很担心你欠银行的钱。
The businessman reply was,
这商人回答说，
There is no use for both of us to worry over the same thing.
我们两人都担心同一件事是没用的。
And he hung up the phone.
然后他就挂了电话。
There is no use for both of you and Jesus to stay up all night.
你和耶稣整晚都不睡是没用的。
He has to stay up anyway, so why don't you go to sleep?
反正他已经不睡的了，不如你去睡吧。
Notice that Jesus did not come to his disciples the minute they found themselves in the storm.
请注意，当门徒们察觉自己被风暴困住的那一刻，耶稣并没有来到。
In John 11, Jesus did not go to Bethany the moment he received the news of Lazarus' serious illness either.
在约翰福音十一章里，当耶稣听到拉撒路病重的消息，也没有立刻去伯大尼。
Why?
为什么？
Because Jesus always has a purpose in his delay.
因为耶稣的延迟一定有他的目的。
This time, Jesus does not come to his disciples until the fourth watch, that is between 3 and 6 a.m.
这次耶稣一直到四更天才到门徒那里去，那大约在清晨三点到六点之间。
The headwind was so strong that they rode only 3 miles in 6 hours.
逆风很强，门徒在六个钟头里才划了三英里。
They were going at the speed of about 900 meters an hour.
他们的时速大约只有900英尺。
Have you ever rode in a strong headwind for 6 hours?
你曾否在强烈的逆风中划过六小时的船呢？
I never have, and I pray to God never will.
我从来没有，也祈求神永远不让我有这样的经历。
After the first few minutes, I would have been singing, Nearer my God to thee.
几分钟后我就会要唱与主接近这首诗歌。
At least 4 of the disciples were seasoned sailors who made their living on the sea.
至少有四个门徒是有经验的渔夫，他们靠海吃饭的。
They knew how to handle a boat in the rough waters.
他们知道如何在巨浪中划船。
But these veteran seamen also knew that they were in trouble unless something happened quickly.
但是这些老经验的渔夫也知道，如果事情不及时改变的话，大难就将临头。
At that point, most likely some of them, like many of us, thought that the master had forgotten them.
在那刻，很可能他们之间有人会像我们一样，怀疑着主人把他们给忘了。
As they kept on bucking the headwinds in the midst of darkness and billowing sea, they wondered, "Where is he?"
当他们在黑夜里和狂风巨浪奋斗时，惦记着不知道耶稣在哪里呢。
Had I been with them?
如果当时我和他们在一起，
I would have felt exactly the same, if not worse.
我也会有一模一样的反应，甚至还更差呢。
My listening friends, one thing about God that you must know.
亲爱的朋友，有件有关神的事你一定得知道。
He is never in a hurry.
神永远不匆忙。
Omnipotence can afford to wait.
全能的神是不怕等的。
Jesus did not come immediately.
耶稣没有马上来。
Yet he did come.
但是他还是来了。
He always comes.
他总是会来的。
But I want you to notice how he came.
但我要你注意他是怎么来的。
He used the very treacherous waters as his pavement.
他走在凶险的水上，就像走在路上。
He used the very waves that threatened to swallow them as his riding vehicle.
他把要吞吃门徒的巨浪当作他的车子。
He used the very dangerous winds as his mode of transportation.
他以飓风当作交通工具。
Suddenly, as they looked through the darkness and the foam, the disciples caught a glimpse of a figure moving majestically toward them.
忽然，门徒在黑夜的浪涛中看到耶稣庄严地向他们走来。
When an aeroplane flies near a storm, it will always go around the storm.
当飞机飞进风暴时，一定会绕过风暴。
But Jesus came through the storm.
但是耶稣却穿过了风暴。
While they were yelling at each other in confusion, as we always do when we are in trouble.
当门徒在混乱中彼此呼叫时，就像我们在困难中也总是如此的。
They saw him.
门徒看见了耶稣。
But then they thought he was a ghost.
但门徒以为是鬼怪。
You see, they did not expect Jesus to come that way.
门徒没有料到耶稣会这样过来。
Often the Lord comes to us in ways that we would never expect.
神来临的方式常是出乎我们意料之外的。
And Jesus said, Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid.
耶稣说，你们放心，是我，不要怕。
Do you see what I see in this passage?
在这段经文里，你们看不看到我所看见的？
Before Jesus took them out of the storm, he took the storm out of them.
耶稣在救门徒脱离风暴之前，先将他们内心的风暴挪开。
Have you ever faced the storm of temptation?
你曾否面对过试探的风暴？
Have you ever faced a storm of anxiety?
你曾否面对过焦虑的风暴？
Have you ever faced a storm of illness?
你曾否面对过病痛的风暴？
Have you ever faced a storm of suffering?
你曾否面对过苦难的风暴？
Have you ever faced a storm of tragedy?
你曾否面对过悲剧的风暴？
Have you ever faced a storm of pending death?
你曾否面对过等死的风暴呢？
Whatever it may be, you can always be certain that Jesus is there with you.
但是无论如何，你可以肯定耶稣常与你同在。
Jesus is taking the storm out of you before he takes you out of the storm.
耶稣先要将你心中的风暴除掉，然后才带你离开风暴。
You can be certain of one thing.
你可以肯定一件事。
God never causes storm in your life.
神从来没有在你生命中引起风暴。
He goes through them with us.
他和你一起度过风暴。
God matures us through them.
神使我们经历风暴而成熟。
And he ultimately calms them for us.
他终会为我们平息风暴。
But we can cause storms for each other.
但我们却会在彼此之间引起风暴。
Sometimes we do that intentionally, sometimes we do it unintentionally.
有时是故意的，有时是无意的。
Let me give you an illustration.
让我举一个例子。
There's a story told about a train that was moving slowly because there was a terrible blizzard raging.
这个故事讲到一列火车在一场暴风雪中很慢地开着。
This particular train was crawling because of the extreme poor visibility.
因为外面的能见度很低，这列火车只能慢慢地爬行着。
Among the passengers was a woman with a baby in her arms.
乘客中有个女人，手上抱着一个婴孩。
This lady was deeply concerned about getting off at the right station.
这个女士她很担心会下错站。
A man sitting across noticed her anxiety and he said to her,
一个坐在她对面的男人注意到她的焦虑，就对她说，
Don't worry.
不要担心。
I know this train line very well and I will tell you when you come to your station.
这条路线我很熟，到了你该下的那个站时，我会告诉你的。
In due course, the train stopped at the station before the one at which the woman needed to get off.
过了一阵，火车停在那女人该下车的前一站。
The man assured her that the next station would be hers.
那男人很确定地对这个女人说，下一站就是了。
Then they went on, and a few minutes later, the train stopped again.
之后，火车继续向前开动，过了几分钟，火车又停下了。
And the man said, Now, here is your station, get out quickly.
那个男人说，现在这个站就是了，快下车。
The woman carried the baby and her bag and thanked the man as she left the train.
这个女人就抱着她的婴孩，提着行李，谢了那个男人，就下了火车。
At the next stop,
在下一个车站，
The brakeman called out the name of the station where the woman had wished to get off.
当火车司机报出的站名，竟是那女人要下车的站名时，
Oh, no, you have already stopped at that station, the passenger called out to the man in the train.
这男乘客对着司机喊着说，不对啊，你不是已经停过这一站了吗？
No, sir, said the brakeman.
司机回答说，先生啊，我没有啊。
There was something wrong with the engine, and we stopped for a few minutes to repair it.
火车引擎刚出了毛病，所以我们停了几分钟修理呢。
The man was in anguish.
这男人心里极度的痛苦。
Alas, he cried.
他大叫，糟了。
I put the woman off in a storm when the train stopped between two stations.
当火车停在两个站中间时，我让那女人在风雪中下了车呀。
A few days later, they found the woman and her baby in arms both were frozen to death.
几天之后，他们找到了已经冻死的女人和她怀中的婴孩。
It was terrible, a tragic consequence of a wrong direction.
这由于错误的指引所导致的悲剧真是可怕呀。
Because of others' mistakes, sometimes we get thrown into storms.
因为别人的错误使我们卷入了风暴。
Jesus would never send us out into the cold blizzard.
主耶稣从来没有将我们送进寒冷的暴风雪中。
In fact, he never sends us anywhere.
事实上，他从来没有送我们到任何地方去。
But when we face the storms of life, you can be sure that he has gone ahead of us.
但是我们可确知，当我们面对人生的风暴，他会走在我们的前头。
He is with us.
他与我们同在。
He is beside us.
他在我们左右。
He is behind us.
他在我们后面。
Because Jesus never makes a mistake.
因为耶稣从来没有错过。
It is my prayer that you'll experience His presence.
我祈求你必会经历到神的同在。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你，下次再见。
谢谢约瑟夫牧师和安祥。亲爱的朋友，如果你对今天所讲的内容有什么回应，或者呢，你要索取今天信息的中英文对照讲稿，那都欢迎你写信来。啊，另外呢，还有就是约瑟夫牧师他所写的两本小册子啊，一本叫做《信仰历程七部曲》，《信仰历程七部曲》，另外一本呢，就叫做《期待喜乐》。期待喜乐，这两本呢都是中英文对照的啊。你来信写到我们电台的地址，你写给我方怡收那就可以了。方是方块的方，怡是竖心旁一个台的那个怡字。好了，今天呢谈到这儿，我们的时间已经差不多了，就让我们约定在下一次的天路导向再相会。